Today's reading is taken from John chapter 3, verses 1 to 21. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he was born again." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Life, it's just a series of tests, really, isn't it? Like from the day we're born, we're constantly being prodded and weighed and poked and questioned and tested. It's a constant game trying to work out kind of where we sit compared to other people. And we have these dreams, these things that we want to achieve, but we're very aware that there are things that stop us achieving those, that there are kind of barriers that stand in the way. At every stage, there are tests to pass. And when I say that that starts from day one, I mean, it literally does. This is my son, Theo. He was born 6 weeks ago today. But before we could get him home, before we could go through that door, well, we needed a doctor to kind of sign off that he was healthy. And I've got the results of the test in this book. Before we go home, he had to pass a series of tests. But perhaps it's not taking a baby home. Perhaps what we'd like to do right now, one of our dreams, is to go on a holiday abroad somewhere. Now, there are lots of things that might stop us going on a holiday abroad, but one thing that certainly will is if you don't have one of these. If you don't have a passport, you're not going on holiday. You can't get through the door. Perhaps for some of you, it's not a holiday. You've got some slightly bigger, longer-term plans. You dream of going to university. You've got this idea of this place that you would love to go. And what school tells you, again and again and again, is that it's all about grades, 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 isn't it? You've got to get your series of results in your GCSEs or in your A-levels, pass all of your mocks that you have every other week, and maybe you'll be able to get into that university. Perhaps it's something a bit more trivial that we dream of, just going to the match, going to an event, going to see something. That'd be wonderful, isn't it? And the thing that stops you going there simply is, do you have the money to get you through that door, to get you to the thing that you want to see? Or perhaps for some of us, it's kind of our careers, and we dream of that promotion, and we have to get the sales figures going up and up and up to bag ourselves that promotion. Well, in our passage today, actually, we come across a door far more significant than any of those, which can remain shut. Look with me again, if you've got your Bibles, at John chapter 3 and verse 3. Jesus says this, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born again." You see, we have this guy Nicodemus, and he comes to Jesus. He comes to Jesus at nighttime because he is scared of what others might think of him coming to talk to Jesus. And he says some polite things. You know, "Jesus, you're doing these miracles. You're clearly someone from God." And Jesus turns around to him and says simply that sentence, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." There is one thing that stops you getting through that door, no matter how young or old you are. There's one thing that gets you through that door, rather, a new birth. And Nicodemus, understandably, he's a bit confused. He says, "What, like, Jesus, how can you be born again? How are you born a second time?" And Jesus goes, "Look, Nicodemus, it's not a physical thing. Please, Nicodemus, stop talking about getting back inside your mum's tummy. No, it's not a physical thing. It's a God thing." That's what he says in verse 5 there. "No one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit." This is something that God does in people by his Holy Spirit. And the point is this. The only thing that gets you through that door to the kingdom of God is a work of God. Only an act of his, a miracle in the life of believers to change and to transform them. Only God saying, "You are my child, you are one of my people," gets you through that door. And for Nicodemus, this is totally shocking because as far as he was concerned, he was strolling through that door as easy as you like. You see, he had the right passport. He was from the right nation. He was one of God's people. More than that, he was a ruler, one of the kind of ruling council amongst God's people. He would have had that long list of grades. He was highly, highly educated. On top of that, he would have had a great long list of all the religious things that he had done, all of the nice good deeds that he had achieved for people. He thought he was strolling through that door. And yet Jesus warns him, the only thing that gets you through, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. One thing matters, total rebirth and being made completely and utterly new. Now I'm going to pause there for a second. We're going to carry on thinking about what that actually looks like in our lives. But Angie is going to come and lead us in a time of prayer. And we're going to think a bit more about that verse in the second half of our passage. Just to recap, if you remember where we were, Jesus has told Nicodemus and us that the only way to get into the kingdom of God, only way to get into heaven, to be friends with God, is to be reborn. It is a work of God, a miracle that he does in the hearts of his people. Getting through that door, Jesus said, doesn't depend on good behavior or right deeds. But the question then must be, well, how do I know? How do I know if I have been reborn? I think that's what Nicodemus is saying in verse 9. He says, "Jesus, how can this be? What is this all about?" And Jesus says two things to Nicodemus and to us today. Firstly, he says, "Believe me because of who I am." And then he says, "Believe me and have life." You see, Jesus begins by saying, "Nicodemus, believe me because of who I am." And who I am is the one who has come through that door already. Actually, though, I've not gone through it this way. I've come through the other way. I am the one who has come from the kingdom of God, bringing light and life into the world. Jesus said, that is who he is. And that's how you get into the kingdom. It's not by trusting in who we are and what we have achieved. It's by believing that he really is the one who has come from God, from heaven, to bring life to the world. See, that's the second thing he says to Nicodemus and to us. Believe me and have life. And this is particularly verses 15 and 16. Let me read those again for us because they are wonderful. Everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. See, friends, whether you are 2 or 82 here today, that is the best news that you have ever heard and will ever hear, bar none. Actually, I'm going to read those verses again because they are absolutely wonderful. And I think some of us are in danger of having switched off, thinking, oh yeah, I know this one. I've heard it 1,000 times. Just verse 16, actually. For God so loved the world that he gave his one only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, shall not perish, but have eternal life. Think how amazing that is. Everyone, verse 15, who believes gets eternal life. And you might have noticed that Jesus has changed his language in this half of the passage from talking about being reborn to talking about believing. And that's because they're the same thing. He's talking about the same group of people. All people who are born again are people who believe and trust in Jesus. And all people who believe and trust in Jesus are people who have been born again. There is still just the one qualification to get you through that door, and that is that you believe in, you trust in Jesus. And if you are smaller here, younger, this is brilliant news for you, because do you know what? Getting into the kingdom, it does not depend on kind of knowing lots about the Bible, or being able to read it all, or be able to say really, really long prayers, or doing lots of stuff at church. None of that stuff matters. One thing matters, and anyone can do it, no matter how young or old you are. Trust in Jesus. And if you're a bit more mature in this room today, this is still brilliant news. Beyond anything we could ever have dreamt of, good news. Because the bar, it is not too high. It is never too high. Verse 15, everyone who believes. Verse 16, whoever believes shall not die but have eternal life. You see, Jesus, he will never slam that door in your face. He will never say to you that you weren't going to church enough, or that you weren't smart enough, or rich enough, or kind enough, or good enough to get into his kingdom. He will not say that. He will not tell you that you didn't pray enough, or you didn't read your Bible enough. The only thing that matters, the only thing that gets you into that kingdom, is do you believe and trust him? That is the one question he will ask. And yet, very briefly, if you've got your Bibles open, look down at verse 19, because this is John's verdict on all of this. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. You see, it feels like what we're saying today, it feels like wonderful, fantastic, good news, doesn't it? That like light has come into the world. And yet so many people, don't they, hear this message, they choose darkness instead of light, they choose death instead of life, and it's tragic. And the reason ultimately is because they're afraid. They're afraid that coming into the light reveals who they are. Really, pride is the one thing that will stop you getting into the kingdom of God. It's tragic because the door stands wide open. It is on offer, but so many walk away. But if you're wondering what kind of really living as one who trusts in and believes in the Lord Jesus looks like, well, it's right there in verse 21. And we're going to think about this more as we kind of open our envelopes. But living by the truth means we do come into the light. We don't hide away in the darkness anymore, because we trust that Jesus is good and that his shedding of light is always good. That main point of the second one there. Jesus says to us, believe me and have eternal life. It is the best news that you will ever hear. It's the best news your family will ever hear. It's the best news that your friends at school and your colleagues at work will ever hear. And so I beg you, I pray, friends, trust him. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that the door to your kingdom stands open because you have come. And please help us simply to trust you more and more with our lives each day. Amen.